So this is it, huh? My best friend is finally becoming a man. You've been going out on dates? With a girl, even? Well, other than me. I thought those were dates. We did do stuff together. Go to the movies, play some football down at the park, just spend the day watching TV together and playing video games. But we're just friends. Sure, I am a girl, and I am your friend. That doesn't really make me your girlfriend, right? Well, I am happy for you. It sounds like things are getting serious between the two of you. I've heard that her parents are out of town next weekend. I don't want to get your hopes up, but that could be a fun night for you. You guys have gone out a few times, and you've been doing the entire lovey-dovey thing everywhere, especially at school. Kind of gross, if you ask me, but whatever. And I think at this point, there's a reasonable chance she wants your dick. Now, she's had a little more experience than you. Maybe a lot, depending who you ask. But I'm not one to spread vicious rumors. When the time comes to get naked with her, I just hope you have better luck than your first go with other athletic endeavors. Oh, come on. You suck and you know it. At least your first time through. When we were kids and you climbed your first tree, I was the one who had to help you back down. I was riding a bike long before you and had to show you how to do it properly before you killed yourself. You couldn't even play football properly without my help. So, good luck with this girl tonight. Sex doesn't seem that hard, but I suppose you'll be your typical nervous self and end up making a mess of it. Well, sorry. I don't think it's going to work for me being on the date with you tonight to give you pointers. Don't panic. Just because I won't be there doesn't mean I can't give you a tip or two. I guess it's the least I can do. It's not like we've seen much of each other lately with you and her getting so serious. And if you do things right next weekend, you'll probably be so busy hooking up with her in the future, you won't have time for me anymore. But it is a sacrifice I'd be willing to make to see my best friend happy. At least if being with her is what makes you happy. You definitely seem to think so. So let's get to work on getting you ready for the big day. First things first, we need to do something about your kissing. I know you've kissed her before, do it all the time within classes, but you're kind of all over the place with that. Like a puppy dog licking someone's face. It's more than a little embarrassing to watch. No, don't get mad. I'm just telling you this for your own good. You want to impress her and hopefully end up doing her, don't you? Okay, good. So let's work on your kissing. Start off by showing me how you kiss her. On me, stupid. Look, I may not be the girly girl type, but I'm still a girl. You seem to keep forgetting that. But I'm also your best friend. I won't be afraid to tell you if you suck at kissing and tell you how to fix it. We drink from the same bottle all the time, so we shared saliva before. This is pretty much the same thing, just a bit more direct. So just kiss me, dumbass. Not bad, but kinda timid. Just like how you are at everything. Some of it may be because you're kissing me. Don't sweat it. Kinda weirded out, too. But let's just try it again. Longer this time, with more intensity. There, that's better. Now let's move on to more advanced stuff. Have you ever taken off a girl's bra before? Are you gonna blush like this when you're with her? If you can't even answer the question, I think I know what my answer is. And I know we're gonna have to work on next. What? I'm just taking off my shirt. It's the only way you'll be able to get at my bra properly. I could put one around a pillow and show you that way, but this is a bit more practical. You've used to seeing me topless all the time when we were kids, before these boobs became an issue. So, Reach around behind me and try to work the clasps. It's a lot more complicated for you than it is for me. You just lean into a little bit. Come on, it's not as complicated as it seems. Just, yeah, there you go. Now, I had to take the bra off because I knew you'd do this the first time you see a real pair of tits. You'd look away and get all embarrassed. This isn't the kind of thing that's going to impress that girlfriend of yours. So it's okay to stare at my chest, even if I did give you shit for it sometimes in the past. I know my tits aren't as big as hers, but use your imagination. Well, your imagination and your hands. You're planning on touching her, right? When you do, you don't want to be fumbling around or squeezing too hard or something lame like that. You could ruin the mood and end the fun real fast. So, since you're just not cooperating at all, let me just grab your hands and get you started. Well, now you're doing the opposite of what I was afraid of. You're not doing anything with your hands, even though I have them squeezed up against my breasts. It's okay to let your hands close over them and squeeze them. Gently, though. They're not footballs. Although, I don't mind too much if you play with them. Especially the nipples. Put your thumbs on them. Yeah, like a video game controller, if that helps. Now, you keep doing that when I undo your pants. No, seriously. Trust me. I can tell you're sporting some serious wood now. Maybe too much. Let's face it. You're a little too excitable. At least when playing or watching sports, or when playing video games, you like to go off, well, half-cocked. I kinda suspect that you're gonna go off fully cocked as soon as you feel a girl's hand around your dick, and probably splatter yourself all over her. So, let me just see what happens if this thing sees some air, and if it feels my hand around it. Maybe you won't come at a girl's touch, but if you do, let's not have you find out with your girlfriend on your big night. Just try not to shoot her all over me, please. Okay? I heard that stuff is hard to get off of clothing. I better not risk it. Let me just take off my jeans and boxers. I want you to splooge all over these. Because that would be hard to explain to my mom when she does laundry. You don't mean to ruin your my favorite jeans with your cum, do you? This will be another good test, too. I bet a lot of virgins blow their load at the first sight of a girl's pussy. Okay, you've handled seeing your first non-internet pussy okay. Let's see how you handle getting handled, then. You don't mind if I keep this thing pointed away from me, just in case, you know. Do you? I don't flinch. A girl, especially your girlfriend, might take that the wrong way. It's just my hand. Maybe it's not as soft as your girlfriend's. I've never had a manicure or painted my nails or anything. But it's still a girl's hand. You didn't come as soon as I touched you, or when my hand closed around it completely, which is good. But maybe my being your best friend is keeping you from getting too excited, you know, since you don't look at me sexually at all. So let me just stroke it a little bit to compensate. Gently up and down. I'm impressed. I thought it would have been all over by now. You might actually last until you're inside your girlfriend. But let's try a little more visual stimulation and see how you do. Just don't tell anyone I let you see this, okay? I will punch you. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm rubbing my pussy. You think I never do stuff like that? I thought maybe if I did naughty things in front of you, it would be a good test of your ability not to blow your load prematurely. Because your girlfriend would talk. She's talked about some of the many, many other guys she's been with. So, So watching me rub my pussy while I rub your cock is actually for your own good. I'm not getting any personal pleasure out of this. Well, not much. Well, since you've lasted this long, maybe there is one last thing I can show you. She's going to expect you to get on top of her when the time comes. And you're just going to screw that part up, though. And probably put your hand on her stupidly long hair, or accidentally knee her in the stomach. So maybe I should just let go of your cock and just lie back here. Still rubbing my pussy. And you can try to get on top of me without causing any real damage. Just practice for your girlfriend, you know? I wouldn't be a very good best friend if I didn't let you practice getting on top, would I? Come on. You can do it. Just carefully move on top of me. I don't have long hair to watch out for. But try not to put your hands or your knees or anything else where it doesn't belong. Something that could screw up your first time. And as your best friend, it is my duty to help you get laid and lose your virginity. So just keep going. Hey, you did it! You're all on top of me. You managed to do it without blowing your load, too, even when you had to watch me friggin' myself the whole time. I'm proud of you, dude. And since you're here, you do know that entire wanting to help you lose your virginity thing can work in a couple of ways. You could wait until the big date, which may get delayed. And even if it does happen, maybe something happens so the two of you don't actually do it. But I'm here right now. We're both naked. We're both kind of horny. And maybe I'm not nearly as feminine as your girlfriend, but I have okay breasts and a wet pussy, and you don't seem to be as weirded out by the situation as you were at the beginning. All I have to do is spread my legs a little more, or a lot. I can stop rubbing myself and use my fingers instead to just kind of hold myself open for your cock, which is conveniently just a few inches away. If you felt like putting it in me, I wouldn't tell anyone. Not our friends. Definitely not your girlfriend. It'd just be our secret. Now that we're so close to doing it, do you really want to stop? Yeah, right there. I'm making it as easy for you as I can. Just push the head into my pussy a little, and then I can move my hand away. And then you can... It's about goddamn time. I've been trying to plant the idea of you fucking me in your head for months now. But you never seem to pick up on it. Especially after you started dating her. I thought we'd do it just once, you know? Just to try it. We both have to have a first time. I thought it would be better if ours were with each other. Yeah, of course I'm okay, you big wuss. I've just got something in my eye. It's definitely bigger than what I have in my pussy. But maybe if you just move it a little, I might be able to still get some enjoyment out of this somehow. Oh, did that piss you off a little? Good. You've become too soft since you started dating her. It's good to see some of the same old asshole I grew up with return. And if you want to get back at me for implying you had a small cock, then you can fuck me harder with it and see if you can make me regret it. Yeah, that's the spirit. I knew my best friend was in there somewhere. Even better, you're in me now. Your cock is deep inside of me, fucking me. stretching out my poor little virginal pussy and not being wasted on that slut's tired old twat. I'll bet once you've had mine, hers won't even be all that fun anymore. You might even want to come back for another try at some point. I'd probably be willing to try this again. Keep going. Fuck me harder. I don't mind a little workout. Or a ruse or two. I like that silly girlfriend of yours. But she'll get upset if you even mess up her hair. Or her makeup. She'll probably even know how to sweat. Well, you're making me sweat. And breathe heavy. And feel good inside. And best of all, I don't fuck like a proper little lady. I fuck like a guy with a pussy. And I'm not gonna come like a girl either. I'll quiet and stuff. I'll be loud, like when we play video games, or watch sports, or do anything else. You're never gonna forget what fucking me is like, or ever regret it. You'd have regretted it more if we never did this. Now come in me. Please, don't make me beg for your cum. You know I don't like looking weak in front of you. Or even under you. But I do want your cum. I need it. If you try to make me beg, I'd do it. But then I'd beat the shit out of you for it later. So please, just come in me. Come in your best friend's pussy. Oh, like that. Oh yeah. Oh God. Oh God, it's coming. Wow, you look really stupid when coming. I'm sorry, but it's true. I don't mind. But that girlfriend of yours might think you're having a stroke or something. But it's definitely something we could fix with enough work. We just need to give each other a lot more orgasms until you learn to control it a bit better. We can work on your sexual technique too. You're pretty good, actually. But there is always room for improvement. You're just lucky that you have a friend like me willing to help you with stuff like that. Just don't get the idea that I'm going to go all soft and girly and falling in love with you. Or that I've already secretly been in love with you for years. Don't make me laugh. But, as long as we're just lying here, well, my girlfriend of yours is probably going to want to cuddle after sex, so maybe we should work on that too.